Just as promised, a brief comment on current events that I think will help, I hope will help Mir Hashem be mechazik us a little bit and just share a perspective on something that's going on in the world. The Rambam tells us, I just have it in front of me, but I didn't print copies for you, I apologize, but I'll read some of it for you inside. In the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam spends three long halachos spelling out the history of Avodah Zarah, the history of idolatry, and in that context, the history, the origin story of Avram Avinu. The Pesukim don't record where Avram Avinu came from. We jump in, we parachute into Avram's life at 75 years old in Parshas Lech Lecha. The Rambam, with using Chazal, and the Ramban does this for us as well, and others, fill in the blanks. So we see where Avram Avinu came from. So the Rambam here, it's a must-read this time of year, a must-read. The Rambam is readable, even though it's Hebrew, it's a readable Hebrew. I don't know if they've translated. I think they do have some old translation of Mishnah Torah. I don't know how good it is, but the Hebrew is very, very readable. It's very important to read this time of year. So in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he tells us that the world started understanding Hashem, but then it devolved into this insanity. He calls it insanity, kisless. It's just a foolishness of Avodah Zarah. It was a mistaken belief. He departs from the Ramban over here. He thinks differently than the Ramban. But the Rambam says there was a mistaken belief. They were trying to serve Hashem, but they kind of like missed their mark. They figured that the best way to reach Hashem was through his emissaries, through the sun, through the moon, and that eventually became Avodah Zarah. But it started almost like an innocent mistake, an unforced error. In that context, the Rambam says that the world just kind of spiraled out of control into this abyss of evilness, of Avodah Zarah, of Tipshus. And it was widespread. And it was so widespread that there was no one in the world, really, that didn't go with this Avodah Zarah. I mean, the Avodah Zarah was pervasive, it was everywhere. And that is the world that Avram Avinu was born into. Kevin she'arko ayam nishtaka Hashem ha'nichbar v'anor mipi kol ha'yukum. The name of Hashem was forgotten amongst all of civilization. V'daitan lo'ikiru. Nobody recognized him. Nobody knew about Hashem. Nobody. Not anyone in the world. V'al derech zo ha'yaholam isgalga v'holich. That was how the world was spiraling. Again, it was in this tailspin out of control. Until Avram Avinu was born. Then the Rambam continues and says, Avram Avinu, at the young age, he started to think, hey, there's got to be a God. There's got to be something to worship over here. He discovers Hashem after a long search. The Rambam says after about 40 years of searching, he finally finds Hashem. And at that point, what does he do? He goes around telling everyone, guys, I figured it out. There's a Ribono Shalom. There's one God. There's a Yiddishkeit we're supposed to keep. There's a monotheism. He tries to preach it to everyone. Vayikra b'shem Hashem kel olam. So he's pushing and he's fighting and he's yelling and he's preaching. And we tend to think, I think the Ramban has a line like this in last week's Parsha, lo avu v'lo shamulo, or lo avu l'shmoa lo. The Ramban says, nobody listened. Like they were just, they machavek, they did away with him. Who's this guy? He's running around yelling crazy things about monotheism. Avodah Zarah is the right way. Nobody believed Avram Avinu. That's the way we tend to think of it, that he wasn't making any inroads with the people around him. But listen to the Rambam's words over here. He went around telling people, and he broke the idols. Kevan shegavar aleihem b'rayosav. What does that mean? Kevan shegavar aleihem. What does gavar aleihem mean? He overcame. He overpowered them. Gavar, strength. He overpowered them b'rayosav, with his proofs. Meaning what? They realized he was right. The whole world saw, beyond a reasonable doubt, it was impossible to think differently. Avram Avinu convinced the people in his neighborhood that Hashem was Echad. That there was one God, there was no Avodah Zarah that had any power. Gavar aleihem b'rayosav. Then what happens? So if it were me and you, he's right. We should go along with it. I mean, if he's right, let's change our ways. He's convincing us, he wins. But what does the Rambam say? Kevin shegavar aleihem b'rayosav. Now that he was proving his point and everyone believed him, Bikesh HaMelech L'Hargo. The Melech decides to throw him into a furnace. Let's kill him. We got to get rid of this guy. I don't understand. You're wrong. It was proven that you're wrong. So what do? You dig your heels in and you kill him? No, you admit that you're wrong. You admit that he was correct. He proved his point. So what happened over here? What's going on? The response to being proven wrong is to kill Avram Avinu? I don't know. I have a mushal. It's a crazy mushal. It could never actually happen in the real world. But you'll bear with me for a second. Imagine a hospital explodes. And everyone thinks country A did it. Okay? And everyone believes that. And then they fall into this abyss of believing that fallacy. But suddenly another country or three other countries prove that it was country B that did it. Or not country B, but people B that did it. How do they prove it? They have five video cameras. This would never happen. It's crazy to think of. But there were five video cameras at five different angles that show the rocket coming from point A and landing on point B, none of which relate to the first country that we were talking about. So now, a normal person says, I was wrong. There's five videos and millions of people who notice that I'm wrong. I should just admit it at this point. But we would never expect, I think it would never happen, that that person would dig their heels in and decide, hey, instead of backing down, instead of admitting I'm wrong, let's kill these people. Let's go protest against them. Let's go demonstrate. Let's go stick with our story and not give in. That can't happen. That's ridiculous. So what's the pshat over here? How could it be? Once he was Gavar Lam Bar Yosef, now Bikesh L'Harga. So l'chor, the pshat's like this. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us that Shiva Dvarim B'Chacham, a wise person, a Chacham, someone who has Chachma, who has wisdom, has seven attributes. V'hipuchan, Chilufan B'Golam, that someone who's not wise, someone who doesn't have a brain, doesn't have a seichel, he has the opposite character traits. The last of those seven character traits is Moda Al Ha'emes. Someone who's able to admit that they were wrong. Someone who's able to see the proof in front of them and realize that what they thought until now was incorrect, inaccurate, and they are moda al ha'emes. They admit that they were incorrect. They admit that what they had claimed before was proven to be wrong. That's a midah, says the Mishnah, of a chacham, of someone who has wisdom, of someone who's smart, of someone who has a brain, who has intellectual honesty, who thinks with their brain and admits when they're wrong because they care about the truth. And they want knowledge. They want emes. That's a midah, the Mishnah says, of a chacham moda al ha'emes. But what if someone's not? What if someone's not a chacham? What if someone's not smart? They're not wise. They don't have a brain in their head. They have no understanding of reality. They have no connection to emes. They have no bikush for emes. So then, what's their reaction when they're proven wrong? So it must be the opposite. Now it can't be that I stake a claim, I'm proven wrong, and then I coexist with that proof. Because then it's a contradiction to my being. So the only option, if someone is gavar alai b'ra Yosef, if someone overpowers me, overcomes me with their proof that's clear that I'm wrong, I can't admit I'm wrong, so what do I have to do? Kill him. Get rid of him. I have to wipe that off the face of the earth. L'chu v'nachidem migoy. Get rid of these people who are proving me wrong, because we can't coexist, me and the truth. If I was a chacham, if I was bright, if I had intellectual honesty, if I had a brain in my head, I would give in. I would admit that I was wrong. This is unbelievable. The Rambam earlier, he tells us that Avraham Avinu was an autodidact. He taught himself the religion. He didn't have anyone in his life who could teach him about Judaism, about worshiping Hashem. And he was born into a family and a society of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But listen to how the Rambam describes them. This is unbelievable. V'lo hayelo lo melamed, lo modia davar, ela mushka b'ur kastim, listen closely, bein Ovdei Avodah Zarah hatipshim. What's the Rambam doing? He was living in a society of idolaters. And not only that, says the Rambam, they're a bunch of idiots, those idolaters. Stupid idolaters. That's what the Rambam says. I don't get it. It's a shtach. He's like, he needs to get a little word in there. He's trying to get these, elbowing the Ovdei Avodah Zarah in his history book. Just tell us, he was born into a society of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Who cares if they were tipshim or chachamim, bright or dumb? Who cares what they were like intellectually? What's the answer? That's the point. If they weren't tipshim, if they weren't so dumb, if they had chachma, if they had any brain in their head, they would have admitted when they were wrong. When he was Gavar Lam Bar Yosef, they would have said, you're right. Let's change. Let's follow Avraham Avinu. But says the Rambam, no. Ovdei Avodah Zarah hatipshim. They didn't have that midah of chachma. They didn't have the modal emes. And therefore, when they were proven wrong, they dug in their heels and they said, Bikesh lahargo, lichu v'nachidem migai. I have a friend who works in a college. So last week, he went to see one of these, I don't know what to call it, it's not a demonstration, it's a murderous riot. I don't know what to call it. Whatever, these protests against Israel. And he just wanted to observe what it looks like. And he said when he came back, he saw a bunch of raving lunatics. They weren't saying anything smart. It didn't seem, intellectual. It was a bunch of lunacy. But that term seems like simplistic, but that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. It's a midah of chachma. It's an intellectual honesty to admit when you're wrong. When the world can't admit that they're wrong, how could it be that at a time when it's never been clearer that we're right? It has never been clearer that we're right. How does anyone say that slaughtering 1,400 people doesn't happen in a vacuum? It's never been clearer that we're correct. But apparently, the clearer it is that we're correct, the more they're going to have to push back by trying to wipe us out. The clearer it is that we're correct, the more they're going to dig their heels in, the more they're going to try to show, not that we're wrong, but that we don't deserve to exist. Because there's no answer, there's no argument, there's no two sides of the story here. Bikesh hamelech lahargo. It's a chizuk. It's scary, it's frightening, but it's a chizuk. Avram is called Ivri because he's me'ever acher. We're going to be on the other side of things always in history. But the more right we are, the more they're going to fight. So the fact that they're against us, and the fact that they're rioting, the fact they're protesting, the fact they're demonstrating, It's a proof to us. It's a proof to our side. It's Bikesh HaMelech Lahargo. We have to stay with the Derech HaEmes. We have to be mold on our Emes. And B'siyat D'Shmaya, ultimately, the ultimate Emes will be revealed with the coming of Mashiach. M'her V'yameinu. Amen.